This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. Video games are bigger than movies and music combined. What can the games and the vast industry that surrounds them teach us about economics, business, money, careers? David Brancaccio is starting a project called Skin in the Game to answer that question. We're following the younger game developers who are shaping the industry today when economic forces change a neighborhood.
What you are looking at right now is a motion tracking suit, a full body one.
Suman Tedros is all velcroed up in a black jumpsuit studded with wireless sensors. As he moves his limbs, a digital mannequin on a screen tracks his movements. Suman, a high schooler, is learning how to use a motion capture suit to create a virtual character in a video game.
It is pretty fun. Very expensive, though. So if you
It's part of a nonprofit mentoring program in Oakland, California, called Game Heads, where, starting in high school, people go from playing video games to making them. It's striking to see how students focus on creating games that draw from their lived experience. Some explore anxiety or grief or matters economic. Rogelio Lara was 16 when he came to Game Heads.
The concept of the game is trying to explain to people gentrification in the eyes of a cashier. That's the best way of describing it.
It's a complex idea to take on. What is gained and what is lost when higher income people move into a lower income part of town? Rogelio's team calls the game Here's Your Change. Players scroll across a sidewalk to a corner store. Early in the game, you see buildings that are worse for wear. But inside the shop, players find the cashier personable and at one with her customers.
One of the first game levels is, hey, this guy comes in, he's like, hey, man, have you listened to my mixtape? And it's like, we were having a little bit of fun here and there. But the idea premise is when individuals enter into this neighborhood, you get to know these individuals from a personal interconnected level, right? You get to understand the cultural aspect of it, the dialect, right, the slang. But as you continue to play the game, the next level then becomes more of a gentrified neighborhood.
The student team created a series of dialogues between the customer, meaning you, the player, and the cashier. Enough back and forth bits of conversation, and the game takes you up a level, where the street view is getting spruced up. But here's the thing. As the neighborhood gets glossier, the interactions with the cashier get more formal.
You have this sense of community where things are followed down to not necessarily strict laws, but more like unwritten social rules. But now as gentrification begins to start, these conversations are starting to disappear.
This is a very, I need something from you, you need something from me, there's no personal level there. It's very kind of sad.
Brandon, he was actually a cashier when we were making this game. So we asked him opinions on like, hey, is this a realistic conversation?
That second voice is fellow student game developer Brandon Charles. He joined Game Heads while also working in a real place in Oakland owned by his family selling groceries and drinks. As the neighborhood attracted people with more money, he saw brands of bottled water at his store go upscale. Now, some changes were welcome, like the store starting to sell fresh fruit and vegetables, but he wanted his game to reflect the shift in tone he noticed.
You get people coming in and be like, hey, do you have this product? And you're like, I don't even know what that is. Or you'll have people come in and be like, do you take this type of payment? I'm sorry, we don't.
Tell me, how does the payment change over time in the game?
So to start off, you can take credit card, but you can't take like things like Apple Pay or stuff like that. Then eventually that changes. And you end up being able to take Apple Pay in the second stage. And then towards the end, you can't take cash. You can only take like cards or Apple Pay or just more electronic-based stuff, where in the beginning it was very focused on the cash format. You had to actually like get change and stuff like that, which is where the phrase, here's your change, comes from.
Lisette Teetree Montgomery is a video game art director with more than 20 years' experience who's worked on some big titles, including Sims 4 and Psychonauts 2. She teaches at Game Heads and is on the advisory board. She calls Here's Your Change an empathy exercise.
So how do you take a concept as complex as gentrification and turn it into a topic that you can play? Well, you hone down on the verbs, the words of things that the player can do, sell, buy, then distill that into a specific moment or scene or experience that they can turn into a playable experience or game.
Rogelio has just finished college, wants to teach, and to develop video games to help him do that. As for Brandon, at some level, he's living the dream. He once wanted to be an anesthesiologist, but with game heads under his belt, he's now finished college and has a job designing virtual experiences for one of Star Wars director George Lucas's companies in San Francisco.
That's David Brancaccio with our Skin in the Game series airing over the coming weeks. We'll also have video on our YouTube channel at Marketplace APM.